After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This
Hello?
Is a prepaid call from...
Hey, man, it's me.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your call has been accepted.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good, baby. How are you?
I'm okay.
How you feeling?
I've been feeling really good, pretty good, but today I'm kind of stressed, but so I'm feeling just not good, but I'm okay.
What happened?
I just got a weird letter from Mike Kuzma. He was just trying to give me guidance going in here, and his family's been praying for me, and blah, 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 and he just said, depending on how long I'll get, you know, where I'll be at, you know, and it kind of freaked me out. I'm hoping I'm not going to be in some lockdown cell or something, you know. That scares me. Yeah, this was really weird, I thought.
I think so, too. I talked to Sherry today. She was going to call up there today.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to find out what she's got to do to come and see you.
Okay.
She is licensed with the state. So, and I told her I don't think it would be like a visitor then.
Right.
And so she was going to do that today. She's supposed to call me back this evening because I talked with her a little bit about Bill. And she said that, you know, you had talked to her about that. She said, but honestly, I've always been confident that this would not happen.
Yeah.
And I said, me too.
Ask her what she thinks about me going to a medical wing at a prison. Yes. Does she think that's possible?
Well, she's coming to see you, so, but I will ask for that.
Take some time to get it lined up, though.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, I've heard that's possible.
Well, it should be with all your issues.
Yeah, I just don't want to be in this lockdown place. I heard that if you get 6 years or over, it's fourth tier, level four or something, and you're locked down.
Mm.
And I can't handle that.
We're going to be fighting to get the money, to get everything set so we can start the appeal.
Yeah, I'm going to be sentenced on the 16th, so if you talk to the jail ahead of time, you can set my visit up for that day and like get an hour visit, maybe longer, because then after the 16th, I'll be leaving within 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then they'll send me to Jackson for 1 to 3 months.
And you can't have visitors there?
No.
Phone calls?
I think like 3 or 4 a week I can call out.
Okay. You're a strong man, Mike. We're going to get through this. I know it looks like we're at the bottom right now.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that doesn't change anything. It doesn't change how anybody feels. Jackie Elliott called me the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is upset. Well, you just... I believe in you and everybody believes in you.
Yeah.
You talked to Amanda late today?
No, I'm going to call her yet tonight. When I get off the phone, you can call her. Tell her I'll call her in a little while.
Okay.
I wanted Kenny to talk to Carrie and make sure Kenny can get out there and get that wood behind your house. Amanda was stressing out about heat for the kids. She doesn't have
Joe's going to come and get it Saturday.
Okay.
Your dad already said that.
Okay.
And I've already told Tom. What else was I going to say? Emmy has not had no accidents in 5 days.
That's good.
Yep. She's doing really good.
That's good. What year were you born in?
62.
And Dad was born in 60, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've got to put that down.
So what?
I need paperwork for the parole officer or whatever.
Oh. February 9th, 1962.
Yeah.
Mike, we're not giving up on you. We're still talking. Actually, Kelly was talking to Tom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get him paid off and stuff, that he'll represent. He'll follow through, and she'll do most of the work for the appeal, and he'll do that too.
How much do I owe?
Roughly $40,000.
There's no way I can do that.
Well, I was going to talk to Linda about doing a... I'm so glad you called me. Talking to Linda, maybe we can do another dinner, and we're going to do a rummage sale. I mean, you can make a little bit. I mean...
$40,000 though, Mom?
Mike, whatever it takes, we're going to do. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. Would you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I would do anything.
Okay.
You get my letter?
I have not gotten your letter yet. I was kind of bumming about that. Tomorrow I got to get up, have somebody drive me to get my check, put my money in the bank, go pay my check and go, do another check and go, pay my electric bill, and then I'm going to put money on my account, and I was going to put a little in yours. What's better, to put money in there for a phone card or put money on my phone?
I don't care. Put money on your phone.
You think?
Yeah. Just really emotional. Can't really say anything. No, it's freezing in here. It's like seriously 50 degrees. The furnace is broke or something. I don't know what's going on. Only in our wing.
Oh.
What else, Kelly? Say anything else?
You have to talk to Susie about that, but
yeah,
you can call Kelly.
Yeah,
call Kelly.
I'm not going to call her for no reason.
Well, she talked to them. I'm just telling you what she said. She'd do all the whatever needs to be done for the appeal because there's too numerous to count on
right.
Appeals.
Right.
Unbelievable. I just want your head to stay up. I want you to stay positive.
Yeah.
I don't want you to ever think we're giving up because we're not.
No, I just have bad days.
I can imagine you do, Mike. I do out here. I can only imagine.
Well, talk to Sherry and see what she says.
She's going to call me back tonight.
And ask her what her experience about medical wards or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find a sex offender treatment inpatient program that they can send me or something. Like maybe if I could go to one, they would shorten my sentence or something.
Okay.
I doubt it, but we'll see.
I really commend you for trying to do everything you can do, but you do know you're not a sex offender, right?
Mom, I have to do whatever I have to do.
I know. Honey, can Carrie talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, just in case you get cut off, Michael, I love you millions and millions.
I love you too.
I love you millions. Here's your sister. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I love you.
I love you too.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Worrying about Bill. Me and him are like two peas in a carrot.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard.
just wanted to call.
I know. I'm going to set an account up on my phone tomorrow.
Good.
I'm going to put some money in your account, too.
Okay.
Do you need anything?
No. No.
Are they being good to you?
They're all right. Just got a lot of anxiety today, so I'm just more feeling like I want to cry and puke and everything else. I just been doing pretty okay, but
well, keep your head high, Mike.
Yep.
Dale Quinn loves you. And Bryant Burdick told me to tell you. You can call him anytime. He'll accept your collect calls or do whatever.
That's nice of him.
And he still believes in you, and he knows you didn't do this bullshit, and it's just bullshit.
You can tell him how to set an account up or something.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll talk to my mom for a couple more minutes. Time will be gone in a minute, but I love you.
I love you too, Michael.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. But she said she'd call me back tonight, and she wants to talk to you about she doesn't know how to care for a parrot and she never would listen to you because she, you know. And she's talked to a few of her colleagues and stuff, and they're all shocked. So.
Yeah. Can't do anything about it now.
Did you get a letter from her?
Not yet. She send one?
Yes, she did. And a little pamphlet thing, like for meditation.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
She sent that, too.
What's the pamphlet thing?
Like for meditation and stuff.
Oh, meditation.
Yeah. Keep your head up and keep your faith.
I've been trying to, but I don't want to go to this place and be locked down. I was getting better, but then I heard that they could lock me down in a cell, and it's smaller than mine, the one I'm in now. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. They don't get to go out even to shower. They lock you with handcuffs. But I'm not a dangerous person.
No, you're not.
But if it goes 6 years or above, that's what they do, I guess. And then you have to work your way down to a lower prison, I guess.
We will, remember your medical problems, so we will have doctors and everything there.
Where?
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
And well, maybe we should talk to your doctors, even your therapist, about being there the day of your sentencing.
Maybe Sherry could write a letter that could go to my counselor at Jackson.
Okay.
Express my mental health issues, what she was treating me with, and my medical issues.
Okay.
And maybe they would put me in a medical. I've heard it's okay, you know, it's just like a normal prison, just that, you know, they keep an eye on you and stuff a little more.
Yeah, you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you too.
And Norma Jean called. Norma said she knows it's bullshit and she knows it'll be okay too.
Yeah. Me and I'm stressed right now, too. She was having a hard time last night.
Honey, she loves you. And look what, you know, what this nasty shit has done to you guys. I understand why she's stressed. And that just shows what a great man you are, that you're worrying about that, so.
This is going to hang up in a second, so I love you.
I love you millions, millions and millions. There's never been one day that I've never not been proud that you're my son. You're a strong, strong man.
Let Amanda know what Sherry says. I'll call her in an hour or so.
Okay.
You can always
well, Sherry's had stuff to do. She was going to call me, so I have to wait for Sherry.
You can still text.
This call was terminated because it exceeded.